Go here for the latest on the wildfire. Update: June 11, the 18th annual Squamish Sikh Parade has been postponed due to the Dryden Creek wildfire, which started on Monday and remains out of control. The event was slated for Saturday, June 14. The fire is at 54 hectares as of Wednesday night. Stay tuned for any updates regarding the event, reads the Sikh Society post. It is just after lunch, and the Sikh Gurdwara, temple, on Fifth Avenue is bustling. Food is being prepared in the kitchen for the Sangrand. The celebration set to start a few hours later, to mark the beginning of a new month in the Sikh solar calendar. However, the Squamish chief was at the temple on May 15 to learn more about a larger community event. Preparations at the temple have been underway for months for the upcoming annual parade. Sikh Parade: the 18th annual Squamish Sikh Parade is set for Saturday, June 14, starting at the temple at 10 a.m. and winding its way to Junction Park and Osium Pavilion, with activities wrapping up at 2 p.m. The event, which aims to bring together the whole community, Sikhs and non-Sikhs, will feature prayer and music followed by speeches, educational booths, and Guru Ka Langar, meaning free, vegetarian, food for everyone. When the Squamish chief met with members of the local Sikh society, a few had recently liaised with the district to put some final touches on plans for the day. This is the second year for a fresh committee to take on the event. The previous committee ran it for 20 years. Guru Arjan Dev Ji. This event holds significant cultural and religious importance for the Sikh community, as we remember the sacrifice and teachings of Guru Arjan Dev Ji, the fifth guru of Sikhism, who is revered for his profound spiritual wisdom, compassion, and selfless service to humanity, reads a news release from the society. The Shahidi Gurpurab, Martyrdom Day, specifically marks the anniversary of his martyrdom on May 30, 1606. It is a day for reflection, prayer, and unity, the release continues. We believe that events like these are crucial for fostering understanding, harmony, and friendship among people of different backgrounds. Encyclopedia Britannica explains that Arjan was a democratizing leader. He expanded the Sikh center commercially and became the first guru to serve as both temporal and spiritual head of the Sikhs. The social reform and missionary efforts by earlier gurus were extended under him. The entry reads, all was well until the Mughal Emperor Jahangir took over from his father and began to oppress Sikhs. Guru Arjan refused to submit to the emperor's orders and was tortured to death, including being made to sit on a burning hot iron plate. His calm and composed manner and adherence to Sikh principles made him the first Sikh martyr. About Sikhism, the word Sikh translates to student or disciple. The three main principles of Sikhism are to remember God, live an honest life, and share with others. Sikhs are vehemently opposed to the differential treatment of people for reasons such as gender, race, or religion, which is reflected in Sikh teachings, philosophies, and practices, reads the World Sikh Organization of Canada website. They believe in the abolition of class distinctions, like a caste system of social hierarchy, and denounce the persecution of individuals on the basis of distinctions like race, creed, gender, ethnicity, belief, tradition or lifestyle. Sikhism is the world's fifth largest religion, boasting approximately 25 million Sikhs around the globe, with more than 770,000 in Canada, according to the 2021 Stats Can Census. Everybody's welcome. The Squamish Temple is home to about 500 local Sikh families. The numbers blossom well beyond that for events such as the parade, which draws Sikhs from far beyond the corridor. The temple is not just busy around these special events. A Punjabi school is run out of the building as well, to ensure the younger generation is connecting to their language, culture and religious teachings, according to Parneet Singh Grewal, the society's secretary, whose 10-year-old son attends classes. Other programs also run at the temple, such as a newly launched session for new moms, run in collaboration with Vancouver Coastal Health. The congregation also does a lot of outreach to the community as well. They donate often to the food bank and the langar, or temple kitchen, serves meals to all who enter free of charge, regardless of who they are or what they believe. During highway closures due to crashes, they have welcomed stranded travelers with food and a place to relax. Basically, we are recognizing everybody as a human race. So, everybody's welcome here, said Nimarjit Singh Thandi, the vice secretary of the society. While all are welcome at the temple, guests are asked to remove their shoes and cover their heads. Scarves are provided. And refrain from visiting while intoxicated out of respect for the sacred space. For those interested in learning more about the Sikh faith, the World Sikh Organization of Canada, WSO, website has a wealth of information, or locals can stop by the Squamish Gurdwara.